It's business made simple with Bizval, exclusively on In Season.
And of course, my good friend is back. Good morning, Graham. How are you doing?
Morning. Good and you, Sakhi. It's good to be back again.
It is lovely to have you here. You're wearing blue. I love that. I feel like we're matching. I love it. How have you been?
Yeah, it's been a good week. And you know, obviously, we're closing into the end of the year. So, you know, just trying to get everything wrapped up and... Yeah. You know, hopefully take a bit of a break over December. Mm-hmm. It's my dad's birthday today, if I may say so. So if he's listening, happy birthday, Dad. And
yes.
have a fantastic day.
Oh, man, I hope he's listening. I hope he is listening. Right, I'm going to jump right straight to it. What are we going to talk about today?
So last week, we spoke a bit about preparing for year end. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we spoke about was using this time to plan for the year ahead.
Yeah.
It also coincides for business owners with financial year end often. And it's really a good opportunity to engage with your accountant and to do that planning. So before we really do move into holiday mode, we thought it would be good to get in a professional accountant, mm-hmm. Rochelle van Grenen. It's her first time on radio, so you know, we just need to be kind to her. And she runs a business called Axia Accounting or Axia Consulting. And she's going to talk a little bit about, you know, how you should be engaging your accountant as part of this review process. She's not even from Cape Town. She's actually dialing in from Joburg. So for me and for her, I guess we've been at this for a few weeks. It's all this technology, streaming.
Yeah.
So first time without the guest in studio, which is hopefully it all goes well. But I think Rochelle is, you know, going to share with us a little bit about her journey and some of the things, you know, from an accounting point of view that you can focus on over this period. So hopefully she also is motivated to come down and spend a few weeks holiday in the Cape after today.
We would love to host her. We would love to have you here with us.
So, Rochelle, welcome today. And I think just to get started, would you mind just introducing yourself mm-hmm. and Axia Consulting? Tell the audience a bit about why you started the business and, you know, what you do differently.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Sakhi and Graham, for having me. It's exciting and an absolute pleasure to be here. and hi to all of the listeners. Those that don't know me, my name is Rochelle van Grenen, and I am a chartered accountant and also founder and CEO of Axia Consulting. Yeah, a bit of background about the business. So when I founded Axia Consulting back in 2019, the aim was to focus on the SME market. So Graham, I hear you talk about SMBs. I really wanted to make a difference in the lives of people and communities, and assisting small businesses was where I thought that, you know, actually Axia could make the biggest impact. Small businesses sometimes find themselves between a rock and a hard place. You know, they're often the ones that can really benefit from working with an accounting professional, but they're also the ones that oftentimes can't afford it. So, I came up with this amazing idea. Well, I thought it was amazing. I'm running the firm 100% virtually. You know, we'll do everything online, use software that integrates, you know, run virtually paperless. And the idea was that all of the cost savings from this virtual business, you know, for example, you know, we're not renting expensive fancy offices. So all of these cost savings we can then directly transfer to our clients, thereby making our services more accessible. Unfortunately, and maybe a little bit ironically, at that time, the market just wasn't open to our business model. Mm. Our profession is built on trust and the image of trust and image of professionalism, and a virtual firm just didn't fit into that box. Mm. So honestly, in the beginning, we struggled a bit to get up and running. Then COVID happened. It was actually a horrific time for the country and horrific time for the world, and bad time to be starting a business. But the silver lining for us was that the market's perception changed. You know, now the market was more open to a virtual business model. And since then, we've just been moving from strength to strength. And as much as I would love to claim all of the credit for this. You know, I can't. It's 100% a team effort, and we grow via referrals mainly. And it's the dedication and hard work and commitment of our team that makes this possible. So, you know, kudos to them. I hope they're listening today. but before I sound too altruistic, except for the cost-saving benefits to our clients, you know, there was other benefits to running our firm virtually. For example, offering more flexible working hours translated into a happy workforce. People were now able to plan their work day around their natural energy levels, and you know, that increased productivity. We were able to source talent from anywhere. We're not limited to a specific geographic area. And our absenteeism due to sick leave is virtually non-existent. We dropped that by more than 80% compared to a traditional business model. And then the best part of all is we can offer our services to clients located anywhere, you know, again, playing into our vision of being more accessible. And I think the moral of my story, or the message that I would like to leave with listeners, is to be open to out-of-the-box solutions to solve the problems or challenges or constraints that your business is currently facing. Technology especially is improving at a phenomenal rate. And even though it might be intimidating or you might get pushback, you know, don't give up, embrace change, and constantly search for new ways of solving old problems.
Fantastic. Thanks, Rochelle. And I think, you know, it's a remarkable story, you know.
Yeah.
You started your business 4 years ago and, you know, on a journey and helping other business owners and clients. And something I want to ask you, you know, before we get into sort of the nitty-gritty is, you know, why do business owners need to choose the right accountant? You know, why is it important to find that person who can give them the right trust relationship and, you know, level of service?
Yeah, Graham, as I think you've mentioned in a previous episode, accounting is often seen as a grudge purchase. So you are paying your accountant to ensure that your business is compliant, but you're only doing so because the law says that you must. And in actual fact, you're missing out on a wealth of expertise. So I want to urge business owners, you know, use your relationship with your accountant, add those extra costs into your budget, and just spend some time discussing your business's, the financial situation of your business with your client. You know, discuss your challenges, your short-term plans, long-term plans. Even if you just use your accountant as a soundboard, you know, that could be quite powerful. You may gain some really valuable insights, which can then be translated into positive changes or positive decisions for the future of your business. But this is also only open if you possible if you have an open relationship with your accountant, you know, and they also need access to real-time information. Also, sometimes it can be quite lonely making all of the decisions on your own.
I think that's so key, Rochelle, is that as a business owner, it can be a lonely journey. And, you know, having somebody in your corner, that sense of community, and it starts with somebody who you trust and work closely with, and then obviously other entrepreneurs and accountants are often that sort of center point where they can make connections between their clients in similar or adjacent industries and that. So I think that's a great point.
Yeah, no. Please don't get me wrong. Like, your accountant is not going to solve all of your problems, right? But they are a valuable resource in your toolbox of resources. So, yeah, how do you find the right person? There's no hard and fast rule. It's not like you can taste the pudding before you buy it, right? My advice would be to ask around, ask your friends, your family, people in your network, you know, who do they use, who do they know, and then meet that person. Even if it's only an online virtual meeting, you should quickly be able to determine whether you have the same values and whether you'll be able to build a professional relationship. No. Graham, you're a businessman. How did you choose your accountant?
I think you're spot on. I think you know, obviously competence is, you know, the first thing you need to look at, you know. So particularly in accounting, what accreditation does a person have? Mm. Are they registered with a formal body, whether it's SAICA or SIPA or SEMA even? It just depends on what you're looking for. So that's important. And then most importantly is that trust relationship. So the endorsement from other businesses, ask around. You know, I chose my accountant who was a long-time family associate who, you know, my brother had worked with, my dad had worked with, and very happy with the service. So I think, that trust goes a long way.
Yeah.
Cool. So now we've chosen the right accountant. Okay. In the time we've got left, we've got about another 20 minutes. Let's talk about what are some of the things you should be talking to your accountant about. So, some of these might sound a little bit complicated. So today, going into holiday season, we're going to talk a little bit about planning for profitability. I think we've touched on this before. Planning for taxes, record keeping, compliance, and then fiduciary duty. If we've got enough time for that, we'll talk a bit about that. So we're going to briefly unpack these today and probably just touch on the surface. But I think for our audience, it's important that you understand these terms. More than welcome to reach out to any of us and we can have an offline conversation. But, Rochelle, let's talk about profitability. I think we touched on this a few episodes back, as business owners and we're talking to the CCFM audience, sometimes, there can be a tendency to want to be a little bit too altruistic. But what is profitability in a business and why is it important?
Like you said, you've touched on this previously, so I don't want to spend too much time on the topic, but just, my two cents. No man is an island, and it's the same for business. Businesses operate in an ecosystem with interdependencies, and there are many people that are dependent on the profitability and the success of your business. It's not just you and your staff, it's your suppliers, your customers, their staff, the community in which you operate. And I'm even going to go so far as to say the well-being of our economy is dependent on the profitability of your business. If you can employ just one additional person, that means that you're uplifting an entire household. You are contributing to the solutions of, some of our country's biggest problems, which is unemployment and poverty. So sustainable businesses, they need to be profitable in order to keep on going. So it's important to work with your accountant and to understand and plan for profitability. If I could maybe share a personal experience, call it a mistake if you want, from when I was just starting out. Like I said, it was COVID time and businesses were struggling. They were retrenching people. Businesses were closing their doors and I wanted to help them. So I ended up doing a lot of work for free, working 12-hour days, weekends, neglecting my husband. And at the end of the day, we had peanuts to show for it. So operating in this manner just isn't sustainable. And I had to cut some clients loose. And it was hard. It was really difficult decision to make. But at the end of the day, I had a team and a business that relied on profitability for their continuity.
I think that's so important and such a practical story to share. You end up burning yourself out and nothing to show and you can't pay your staff. So I think that's some really practical wisdom there, Rochelle. So they say in life, we're going to move on now to, they say in life there's two things that are certain, death and taxes. So can you talk to us a little bit about, the importance of taxes and paying taxes on time? And I think, there's a biblical principle in this. It says pay to Caesar what is due to Caesar. So Rochelle, would you mind just kind of sharing some of your practical wisdom and experience on the topic of taxes?
I am actually so glad that you mentioned the biblical principle because I love that saying and I use that saying quite often. Mm-hmm. But a very clever response that I sometimes get is pay him what is due and not what he's asking for,
Love that.
So, taxes, whether it be VAT, pay as you earn, income tax, this discussion point often elicits very strong feelings and maybe it's because it's so closely linked to politics, but the fact of the matter is that it is an essential part of running your business in a responsible manner. You know, not only are you making a positive contribution to your country, but also complying to tax law avoids all kinds of penalties. Now, there's nothing wrong with being tax efficient, right? But take care that you don't cross that line into tax avoidance or non-compliance. There's a big difference. And SARS has become very strict, and they're coming down very hard on non-compliant taxpayers. So work with your accountant so that you understand what taxes you need to pay, by when, and sort of an estimate of what you can expect to pay. You know, planning for this so that you don't get caught by surprise. That specifically can sometimes be hard to plan for, and it's on short notice. So I usually suggest that my clients open a savings account, and each time they receive a payment from a client, you know, just transfer the VAT portion into that savings account. Mm. And when your VAT due date arrives, then you're mostly sorted. Mm. But yeah, you have to be strict about it.
I think that's really good practical advice is, you know, almost just do it automatically. Mm-hmm. You know, the money that's due to the receiver, whether it's tax or PAYE for your employees. I mean, I've heard horror stories of companies not paying over payroll taxes. And, you know, they don't have the money when it needs to be paid. And then the employee is penalized, you know. So that's not your money to begin with. So put it aside and then it's there to pay when you need to pay it. Mm-hmm. So we've spoken a bit about profit. We've spoken a bit about tax. You only pay tax when you make a profit, other than VAT. But let's just talk a little bit about...
That's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem to have. You know, so let's talk a little bit about record keeping. So, you know, we accountants, accounting often is perceived as being boring, and record keeping is probably the most boring sounding of all of those. But talk to us about record keeping and what it means.
Yeah, I hope I don't lose the audience here. So, you know, hand in hand with taxes is proper record keeping. You know, SARS may want proof that your income and your expenses are what you actually say they are. The burden of proof lies with the taxpayer. And unfortunately, a transactional line item on your bank statement just isn't enough. You need to keep all of those source documents, you know. So those slips that people just love stuffing in the cubbyhole or under the seat, you know, don't do that. It's important. You need to keep them. But I appreciate, you know, not all entrepreneurs have strong administrative skills, and this might be an area where your accountant can possibly assist. I mean, there is software on the market that allows you to just take a photo of your invoice, and it automatically uploads it into your accounting program, where either you or your accountant can then process it. I mean, other positives of record keeping is, or at least making use of proper accounting software, is that it will provide you with real-time reporting. Mm-hmm. And reporting is important as it can be used to gain insights into the profitability of your business. You know, you could possibly identify any inefficiencies in a timely manner to address them before it becomes a problem. Reporting can also be used for planning, cash flow planning, tax planning, etc. And maybe just a bit of an insider insight from the perspective of an accountant, right? If the information that you provide your accountant is incomplete or inaccurate or not in a usable format, they actually have to spend a lot more time getting that data or information into a usable format, and they have to recover the cost by billing you. So honestly, it is in your best interest to select a proper accounting system. Those monthly subscription charges, you know, you'll make them up in accounting fees.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I guess the record keeping is a bit like, you know, the smartwatch that you're wearing for your business. You know, it tracks your heart rate, it tracks all those things, and, you know, it helps you, you know, improve your health or sleep or whatever it is you're trying to do, you know. So, so we want to talk about the last two topics and, you know, compliance. Again, you know, we're going to try and make it exciting, but, you know, we're going into year end. Year end is the time where, you know, you need to start planning for your compliance. What does compliance mean? It sounds like it's quite a technical word, but what does it mean for small business owners?
Okay, compliance is basically, it deals with laws and regulations that you and your business need to comply with. Each country has its own set of rules that governs how business is done in that environment or in that jurisdiction. So in South Africa, we have, for example, the Companies Act that governs companies and close corporations. They both fall under that net. But there are also other numerous laws. There may also be laws that are specific to your business. So yes, it can become a bit technical, but once again, having a discussion with your accountant, you know, they'll be aware of the main rules and what you need to submit and by when you need to submit it. Something that I just want to raise awareness on, there have been recent amendments to the General Laws Amendment Act, right? So if you are a company or a CC and you are responsible for your own submission to the annual, to the CIPC of your annual returns, then, you know, this is for you. Please, you need to be aware of this. It relates to the beneficial ownership of entities. And it is absolutely essential that you're aware of this, as non-compliance could result in imprisonment. So I don't want to get too technical on this platform. We did do a blog on it last month on our website. So listeners are also welcome to just check out our website. It's www.axiaconsulting.co.za. And if after reading the blog, they still have questions, there is a contact us form and they can just reach out.
Yeah, I think, you know, just to put it in simple terms, beneficial ownership basically means who actually owns the company. Mm. You know, there's a lot of situations where people don't want to know who the real owners of the company are. So what, you know, the government and that is doing is actually trying to see, you know, who the real owners are so that they can track their tax and compliance and all of that. So I think the last thing for today, and if we can keep it brief, Rochelle, is there's a thing called fiduciary duty, and it particularly applies to, you know, business owners who run their business through a company as opposed to a, you know, sole proprietorship. But what is fiduciary responsibility? And I think, you know, obviously, given the platform and the audience we're talking to, you know, why is it important?
Sure. So fiduciary duty, the definition in a nutshell, is it's the legal responsibility of a person to act in the best interest of another party. So in this case, your business. Maybe a good synonym would be custodian. I'm not sure. And this last point that we're discussing is actually very close to my heart, because I see it all too often in practice, and it is a major contributing factor as to why small businesses fail, and that is that business owners use the business funds for their personal use. Now, this is actually quite dangerous, and it's a slippery slope to be on. Now, like you said, specifically companies and CCs, it is extremely important to realize that your business is a legal person of its own right. And when you use business funds for personal use, you're actually disregarding your fiduciary duty. You are disregarding your obligation to your business. And it is important to understand that this has certain Companies Act ramifications. Fiduciary duty of a director is actually specifically written into the Companies Act. But also there are income tax implications. For example, the Income Tax Act states that any personal expenses paid by the business be treated as a dividend paid to a shareholder. So you might come and say, oh, but Rochelle, you know, dividends tax is only 20%, so what a bargain. But it really isn't. Dividends is actually quite expensive, because dividends is a tax that is levied on an income that has already been taxed. Mm-hmm. So Your effective rate of dividends is much closer to 40%, actually.
Yeah, so I think if I can jump in there, I mean, I think the importance there is that, you know, in all these things, is it's important to engage with your accountant. If you haven't done it so far, this year. You know, we're getting to the end of the year. Now's a good time to reach out to your accountant, have these discussions, you know, talk about some of the concepts that we've spoken about today. And if your accountant doesn't know what you're talking about or asking them, maybe it's a good time to look for another accountant. So, you know, so Rochelle, I think, you know, from my side, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us today. I think, you know, we can only scratch on the surface. We've got a very limited amount of time and, you know, looking at the clock, half an hour goes by very quickly.
Yeah.
I think your first time on radio, I was saying this a month ago, but your first time on radio, I think you did way better than my first time. So I feel like I'm taking over from Saki as the interviewer, But, you know, thanks so much for joining us. Maybe just over to you and Saki, if we may, you know, how do listeners contact you if, you know, they want to reach out to you after the show?
Sure. Like I said previously, they're welcome to just go to our website, www.axiaconsulting.co.za. So Axia is spelled with an X. It's AXIA. or they are also welcome to call our offices on 012-023-1560. And a lovely lady called Cindy will just patch you right through to me.
Great. Thanks, Rochelle.
Oh, we're also on LinkedIn. Sorry, I forgot about that.
Sure. Fantastic. Rochelle, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I hope that you will be back, Graham, in the near future. But thank you so much and have a blessed one.
Thank you. You too.
Fantastic stuff. Bye. Right. Now, Graham, now that you've touched on how to be a responsible business owner with Rochelle, we only have literally 2 weeks before the end of the series for the year. What can we look forward to the next 2 weeks?
Yeah. So next week, I'm really excited. We're going to be, I guess, reporting live from the BBC, and it's not British Broadcasting Corporation, but it's a Business Breakfast Club masterclass, which is taking place next week. So, you know, I'm going to be dialing in and, you know, giving some insight from that show,
awesome.
Which I'm really looking forward to. And, you know, it's a grouping of entrepreneurs, and we spoke about that community. So really excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in our last show for the year, we'll be talking about succession planning for business owners. And then I think everybody will have had enough for the year. They want to go put their, you know, shoes off and walk on the sandy beaches of Muizenberg or wherever they are. But yeah, we're looking forward to wrapping the year up.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, before we can chat about the special offer, there's a message, rather question that came through from one of our listeners. It says, if you registered and have been running for 3 years, but there's no books or source documents, only sale invoices and bank statements, is this rectifiable?
100%. So I think that's a great question. And we get a lot of businesses that start and you know, they don't even know if the business is going to survive and end up in this situation. And you know, that's why Rochelle and accounting firms like that exist. It's rectifiable if you've got records, bank statements, and it's important that you get that done sooner rather than later. So absolutely. If you're not working with an accountant already, you know, reach out to Rochelle or, you know, chat to other business colleagues and reach out to an accountant, you know, close to you. But absolutely, you know, the sooner you rectify that, the better. You know, a lot of people try, you know, just say, well, SARS is never going to audit me, but it can happen. And you're not doing it for SARS, you're doing it for you, you know, and it'll help you understand your business better and, you know, how you can improve things. So absolutely.
Yeah, fantastic. And maybe they could even win a free live BizVol valuation valued at 5.7. Talk us about this special offer.
Yeah, so as I say, we've been running this promotion through to the end of the year. So any listener who's listening today, reach out to either the studio or to us, and every week we select one listener and we offer them a live business BizVol valuation. So it's worth 5,700 Rand. You get a half an hour consultation with the team. We talk about your business and unpack, you know, some of the things you can do to improve that. So that's running through to the end of the year.
And awesome. And also, before I let you go, Graham, talk us through the contact details, the numbers, how they can register for that particular special offer.
Fantastic. So, yeah, I mean, I think a couple of ways. They can either email us at value.me at bizval.co, or they can reach out to me directly. My number is 082-481-2000. 0084. And the details are also available on the CCFM website or on our website, www.bizvel.co.
Fantastic. Graham, thank you so, so much. Today was really insightful. And I believe that to all business owners, they will have to go back and listen to that particular podcast. It's on our CCFM app. It's on YouTube and also on Facebook. Thank you so much for your time today and have a great one.
Fantastic. Thanks, Sakhi. And we'll see you soon.
Awesome. Right. It is 10:45 and I just wrapped up things with Graham.
It's business made simple with Bizval, exclusively on In Season.